Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is the OA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two officials say Israel and Hamas continue to make progress toward a deal that aims to bring about a ceasefire and free hostages held in a war-ravaged Gaza Strip. Key meetings have been continuing between the sides in the Egyptian capital of Cairo. A U.S. Department spokesman, a State Department spokesperson, said Tuesday that the U.S. is exploring all available alternatives to sustain aid in Gaza, despite the possibility Congress may pass legislation barring funding for UNRWA, the main U.N. agency for Palestinians. Washington last month said it was temporarily pausing new funding to UNRWA while it investigates claims that a dozen staff took part in the October 7th attacks on Israel.
It is our priority to ensure that innocent civilians in Gaza can continue to get humanitarian assistance from the United States and from other countries who want to provide it to them.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller also urged the UN to proceed with its investigation on the matter as quickly as possible. The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday narrowly voted to impeach Democratic President Joe Biden's top border official, accusing him of tax policies that encourage illegal immigration. Reuters' Ryan Chang.
Mayorkas is Democratic President Joe Biden's top border official, and this marks the first time in nearly 150 years a cabinet member has been impeached since a Secretary of War was investigated for corruption way back in 1876. The House approved two articles of impeachment, accusing Mayorkas of not enforcing U.S. immigration laws, which Republicans argue led to record flows of migrants across the U.S.-Mexico border, as well as making false statements to Congress.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
A first vote failed last week.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Border crossings were down in January. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Arrests for illegal crossings on the U.S. border with Mexico fell by 50% in January when compared to the record highs in crossings in December. Authorities say that that makes January 2024 the third lowest month of Joe Biden's presidency. The sharp drop is welcome news for the White House, even if it proves temporary, as immigration becomes one of the biggest issues in this year's presidential election. Officials say that seasonal declines and heightened enforcement by the U.S. and its allies contributed to the sharp decline. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
UNESCO, the United Nations Cultural Agency, says that the Ukraine will need about $9 billion U.S. dollars over the next decade so it can rebuild its cultural sites and tourism industry following Russia's invasion. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
UNESCO has estimated that the country's connected culture and tourism area have lost over $19 billion in revenue during the nearly two-year war. Krista Picat is UNESCO's Culture and Emergency Entity Director.
The estimation of the cost of damage to the Ukraine culture sector, according to UNESCO's rapid assessment, is $3.5 billion as of today.
The UN agency said the fighting has damaged 341 cultural sites across Ukraine, including in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and the cities of Lviv in the west and Odessa in the south. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Farmers in South Africa's red meat industry were excited to resume exporting beef and lamb to Saudi Arabia after a long hiatus. Kate Bartlett explains.
The beef from some of the more than 150,000 South African cows outside Johannesburg is destined for diners many miles away in Saudi Arabia. That's after South Africa did a deal with the kingdom, which this year became a new member of the BRICS Plus group of emerging economies, which already includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and presents itself as an alternative to the Western-led global order. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Elon Musk has claimed that Delaware, home to much of corporate America, is trying to prevent businesses from heeding his call to leave the state, where a court invalidated his $56 billion Tesla pay package. Since the Delaware Court of Chancery ruled to rescind Musk's record pay package on January 31st, the Tesla CEO has posted on social media about reincorporating the electric vehicle maker in the state of Texas, where it has its headquarters, and encouraging others to follow suit. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.